USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We're going to do something very dramatic on the border because people are coming into our country. The Democrats will not give us laws. They will not change laws. They want to have open borders.
President Trump speaking about immigration outside the White House. The president continues teasing a major immigration announcement.
We're going to be having a major statement on the border sometime later today or tomorrow.
President Trump is currently en route back to Washington, D.C. after delivering remarks at the Air Force Academy graduation ceremony in Colorado. Vice President Mike Pence was in Canada meeting with the Prime Minister. The Vice President stresses the importance of a new trade deal between the U.S., Canada, and Mexico.
The USMCA simply is an idea whose time has come. And once it becomes the agreement between our nations, the law of the land, the people of the United States and Canada, we believe will flourish like never before.
USA Radio News.
Is your dad a Trump supporter? It's Father's Day, and whether you love him or hate him, Donald Trump is our 45th president and is making history in our lifetime. Noble Gold has the perfect gift for dad, a minted exclusive collector's piece, the Trump Freedom Coin. One side depicts an image of Donald J. Trump, while the other side lists all his major achievements. At less than $40 for each silver coin, this makes a perfect gift for dads as well as grads. This commemorative limited edition 1 ounce silver coin is the only presidential Trump coin made up of 99.9% silver, not silver plated. And IRA approved. As the price of silver rises, so will the value of these coins. These silver coins, priced at less than $40, are a perfect gift for anyone. Act now. Go to TrumpCoin2020.com and use code 2020 to get $5 off now. That's TrumpCoin2020.com. It's the perfect gift for your dad, the presidential Trump coin. Just go to TrumpCoin2020.com and use code 2020 to get $5 off now. TrumpCoin2020.com, code 2020.
Acting White House Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan responding to reports that the White House asked the Navy to keep the USS John McCain out of sight during President Trump's recent trip to Japan.
I've asked my chief of staff to look into the matter. It's 3 a.m. in the morning or thereabouts, and as soon as I find out more about this, I'll let you know.
A well-known actor has gone to court to testify about an incident that happened decades ago. USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains.
Actor Ashton Kutcher has testified at a Los Angeles murder trial about going to pick up a woman for a date 18 years ago. When he got there, she wouldn't answer the door, so he eventually left. He says he freaked out the next day after learning that 22-year-old Ashley Ellerin had been killed inside. The defendant who is on trial is also accused of killing another woman in Illinois.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump's critics will throw Washington into chaos in the wake of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's statement. That's at least according to former Republican congressman from South Carolina, Trey Gowdy. The former congressman also talks to Fox News about House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler's statement on Wednesday regarding the president.
Yeah, I noticed that word. Also noticed the word misconduct, and I'm beginning to wonder if we live in a country where there are any presumptions of innocence. I mean, Schiff has him in jail. Nadler's already concluded misconduct. Dana, remember, 60 House Democrats voted to move forward with impeachment before Mueller released a single syllable of his report. So the notion that there's some dispassionate, objective, open-minded group on the Democrats on House Judiciary, they're trying to figure out the politics of going forward with impeachment when you know you're not going to get a conviction. Mm-hmm. What this may result in is 2020 being a referendum on whether or not you want to see Donald Trump indicted.
And as far as what this means with things getting done in Congress, Gowdy says,
well, you could argue not a whole lot's getting done right now, but yeah. You're right. Nothing's going to get done. It's all about 2020. I was actually heartened. I'm a cynic, but I was heartened by the fact that Mueller started with Russia. He ended with Russia, and he was most passionate about Russia. The problem is no one in the House or very few in the House feel that same passion about attacking Russia as the enemy.
Gowdy is also a Fox News contributor. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.